All right, I pressed the record button, so that must mean we're live on Works in Progress. I am the one and only DJ Mikey Q, and I'm taking you guys along on a ride-along, one of my famous ride-alongs, as I give you guys an update as to what is going on with Works in Progress. I feel like I do these every couple of months because the main problem that we have on Works in Progress is consistency. I feel like we have a really great product and an entertaining show, but we lack consistency. And I feel like that's the main thing. I would say, and I haven't done any research on this, 90% of podcasts fail because of lack of consistency. New podcasts, I should say. And listen, we all have lives and we're not making any money from this. And anybody that does podcasting and they're not like, you know, one of like the most popping ones, like Joe Rogan or, you know, any Joe Budden podcast or, you know, anybody that's like really got a like a popping podcast, you're not making any real money off of it. So it's real easy to prioritize other things in place of doing the podcast every week. And that's why I tried to commit to 2 podcasts a month, and that didn't work out. You know, so, and I apologize on behalf of Chrissy and Lewis and everybody that's involved that Works in Progress. I apologize because I want to give you guys a consistent show. Y'all just heard the mic drop because I am recording this on my way to work. Now, I am solo today, okay? And I'm sorry, guys. You guys are going to hear this AC. Okay, you guys are going to hear the AC because it's 90 degrees in New York City right now. It's the middle of summer, and I'm hot, and I'm recording this in my car. So please, 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 Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, shout out to Anchor. Thank you for not dropping us after not delivering what we said we would. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, and speaking of Apple Podcasts, the reason that I haven't been doing this lately is because I've been so busy, and I understand we all have our own lives, right? Like, Lewis, as I record this, is in Mexico right now, and Chrissy is about to finish school, and I'm so proud of her, right? And she's working also, you know, so she doesn't have time to really be doing a podcast like that. I just came back from LA about a month ago, as of this recording, right? And after LA, I was broke, okay? I was extremely broke. Listen, little travel tip for everybody that's planning on going on a trip. Go to somewhere where your local currency, whether it is domestic or international, where your local currency is more or worth more than the place that you're going to. In this case, Los Angeles was way more expensive than New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. I will never complain about gas prices in New York, like, as of right now, being at $2.85 when I went to LA and it was like at $4.85 or $5 a gallon. And all my drivers know what that's like, right? So Los Angeles had me broke. And before I continue that Los Angeles story, I just want to say the last time you guys heard us on the podcast or heard me on the podcast was in May, and I was talking about my birthday, right? That podcast episode is not published. I didn't delete it, like, but it's not available. If you heard it when it dropped, then you heard it. If you didn't hear it when it dropped, then I don't know if I will re-release it. But the reason being, I was upset, I was bitter, I was mad, I was whatever, right? And I didn't think it was appropriate to tell all of the business on the podcast after I listened to it. I will say this, though. All of the parties involved, I have talked to them, and we worked it out like adults for the most part, you know what I'm saying? And my best friend is still my best friend, so just leave it that way. And, well, I will say that one of the people that were there, I have not talked to, and they know how to contact me if need be. They have my number, they have me on social media, so I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, Los Angeles. Los Angeles was great, okay? But it was so expensive. And I came back and I was dead broke, right? And that's what this podcast is actually going to be about. Not me being broke, but what did I do because I was broke, right? It was so bad. Remember I mentioned Apple? I wound up deleting Apple Music off my phone because, not off my phone, but I canceled the subscription. Easy for me to say early in the morning as I drive to work. I canceled the subscription because I couldn't afford it. I could not afford the $9.99. If they took it out of my account, I would have literally had nothing for food. I was that broke. Not homeless, but things happen, right? You have bills, and I do work, okay? But things happen, right? So that's what happened. And I love how people cut you off just to get literally right in front of you to go nowhere. But anyway, what do you do when you're broke, right? And you need money and things, you know, is looking kind of bad for you. You find a way to make money. And that's what I did. So I downloaded the Uber app, right? I always had Uber Eats or whatever, but I downloaded the Uber driver app. And this is not going to be an ad for Uber, okay? I just want to put that out there right now. This is not an ad for Uber, but they helped me out, okay? I downloaded the Uber driver app, and I've had it for a long time, but I just never used it. And it's not for driving people. It's for Uber Eats. So I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of desperate right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, it's not that I didn't have money in the bank, okay? Money in savings. And I had money that I couldn't touch, okay? That's the thing. I had money that I couldn't touch. And I needed quick money. That's what Uber provided for me. All right. So I started driving for Uber about a month ago. Like, as of today, it's a month. It's a full month since I started driving for Uber. For Uber Eats, that is, to clarify. And I want to say it's not going to make you rich. Okay. It's not something that I think can be sustained for too long of amount of time. Like, I think you can do it for a while, but as like a side thing. I mean, some people do it full time, and I'll get to that, but it's difficult. It really is difficult in order to make some real money, right? So my first trip, or my first day, I should say, I made like $21 in like 3 hours. It's not really good money. Now, I wasn't working those full 3 hours because sometimes you don't get deliveries. So let me just tell you how it works, right? You download the app, you sign up and everything, and they do a background check, right? Once your background checks out, they let you know that you can start driving. Now, there's hotspot areas, which I probably won't give away on this show because I see people give away hotspots online all the time, and it's like, well, now you're taking away from where I usually deliver, right? I'll tell you what didn't work for me, okay? You can kind of figure it out on your own which areas are good, right? But I will not give away, like, my specific hotspots. But I'll tell you the places that people think are popular that I didn't make any money in. All right, so I started driving on a Sunday. As I record this, it's a month to this day. Right, you get paid every Tuesday with Uber. So once you put in your banking information and everything, if you don't get the card, because they have a debit card that you can use to like cash out, if you don't get the card, you can you can just have your banking information in there, and on Tuesday they pay you. Well, I get paid on Tuesday. I don't know. Some people said Wednesday, but for me, it's always been Tuesday. So just keep that in mind. And it really helps because a lot of people get paid like Thursday or Friday and you're broke following that next week. I know for me, that middle of the week slump is kind of crazy sometimes. So having that extra money on a Tuesday, Wednesday, it helps, right? So I did my first delivery. My first delivery was to this guy that was ordering a pizza. I do remember that. Remember my first delivery, right? And I didn't know what to do. They kind of just tell you to go out and just do it. Like, so when you go online, right? And I forget how long I was online for. For the first time when I did it, I'm getting a call, and it's like, it's scam likely, okay? Scam likely calls me more than any woman I've ever had in my life. So anyway, I forgot how long I was online for, but I don't think I was online for that long, and I got what's called the ping, right? And that's basically letting you know that you have a delivery in the area, right? That a restaurant that's utilizing Uber Eats wants you to go and pick up food to deliver to a customer. So I said, okay. So you follow the Uber navigation, which is trash, by the way. Like, Uber navigation sometimes has you, like, really off track, and I don't like the navigation at all. Sometimes I switch to Waze. But anyway, you follow the navigation, and it takes you to the restaurant, and you go and drop it off with to the customer or whatever. Okay. Did my first delivery. As soon as I did the first one, next one came in. As soon as I circled the block. So I had another delivery, right? And then I got my third one, and then I stopped because I had things to do. The first day was pretty cool, but I only made like $21. And you got to think about gas and wear and tear on your car, because they do pay you for mileage, but it's not that great. I want to say this to the people that do order Uber Eats, thank you, okay? But also, just keep in mind, the person that's delivering your food, especially if the restaurant is fairly close to you, is not getting paid that much. I think the lowest I've been paid on a trip was like $2, right? That is, you know what I'm saying? Like, every little bit helps, but it's like, man, $2? So, you know, tipping also is very, very appreciated. I will say that. Even if it is just $2 or $1 or whatever. Like, tipping is very, very appreciated. Think about it. You're already ordering food, right? You're already paying for the delivery service and everything. Tip your Uber Eats people, because they're probably only making like $2 or $3 over trip. The highest I've been paid on a trip that wasn't during what we call the boost period. And a boost period is usually, you know, when they need drivers, you know, like when it's raining out and people don't want to go out and get food, you know, a lot of times there's boost periods. When it's a Sunday, you know, Sunday night, a big game is on or something like that. Those are boost times, you know. Usually you might get a little bit more for that, but the most I've gotten off a boost is maybe $12, which is good. You know what I'm saying? If you get $12, you know, you're doing a lot of trips. Yeah, that can equal a lot of money. But 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. So you might get a $13 trip here and the next trip is like $5. You know, again, pretty good money, but you gotta account for gas, right? And I will tell you guys how much I made in a month and everything like that. Stay tuned for that. And I will tell you if it's worth it or not. Right now, I'm just giving you the pros and cons of driving for Uber. And just telling you my experience doing it. I've only done it maybe $20. I've only done it for maybe like 20 hours a week at a time. Like, in the first week, I only got like $21 because I only did it like once. And like I said, it's Monday through Sunday, right? So Monday starts off a new week. So whatever you did from Monday to Sunday is what you'll get paid that Tuesday or that Wednesday, depending on your bank and everything. And by Tuesday, I mean like usually Tuesday night. It's not like Tuesday morning, it's usually like Tuesday night. Scam likely is calling me for the second time. So anyway, I've had some pretty good experiences. The bad experience I had was I got to the restaurant one time and they said somebody had already picked up the order. An order that was specifically for me, somebody else had picked it up, and I didn't understand that was possible. But Uber support was really good. They just canceled the order and they got me back on track. So, you know, it was a little frustrating, you know, cause I'm getting mad at the guy at the restaurant. Like, yo, did you check the name? Did you check the account? Are you sure that was the right person? You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know, like these things happen. I didn't know that these things happen, but apparently they do. So I just went on about my day and continued to deliver. The most I've made in one day, again, I only worked maybe 6 hours max. I think that's the most that I've done in a day. The most I've made in a day was probably like $80 doing 6 hours. So if you do the math on that, like, it's actually pretty good, you know, because like I said, I work full time at a retail job and that's probably around the amount I would make if I did 6 hours there. So you figure, and I'm not working a full 6 hours with Uber, right? I'm only maybe driving. Those are online times, people, right? So I was online for 6 hours, but I wasn't driving for 6 hours, you know. No, I think I maybe did seven or eight trips, right? And it wasn't 6 hour long trips. So you're not working the whole time. I might have worked like 4 out of those hours. So in 4 hours, I made about $80 with like Quest and Boost. Now, I talked about the Boost earlier. A Quest is basically a promotional, promotion. It's basically a promotion from Uber that if you do a certain amount of trips in a certain amount of time, they will give you extra. Like, for example, if you do 6 trips from like, let's say 4 to 10 p.m., they'll give you like an extra $8. You know, if you do 12 trips, they'll give you an extra $16. You know, so it's like that. So with Quest and promotions, well, Quest is a promotion. With Quest and Boost, I made like maybe $80, you know, not including tips and everything like that, which again, it's not bad. You know, it's an extra $80 that I wouldn't have if I didn't drive for Uber. But again, I don't want to understate how much wear and tear it can possibly do to your car, you know, and how many oil changes that you got to get a year. Like some people's good with like 3 oil changes a year. Man, I done messed with some chicks that, like, they've gotten 2 oil changes in a year, and they were straight, you know. Again, you're going to be doing a lot more oil changes. If you're doing it, like, part-time like I am, I would say maybe every 2 months you're going to need an oil change. If you're doing it full-time, you might need it every month. Like, I talked to somebody that drives for Uber. They drop Uber Eats, and they drive, like, you know, for regular Uber. They drive, you know, for people. They're changing the oil like every month and a half, because it does a lot of damage to your car. You're constantly driving it, you know. You might have to get a new battery, you know, more often than you would if you weren't driving for Uber. So just keep that in mind. Like, yes, you are making more money, but you're also spending more money, right? So especially the ones that do it full-time. Part-time works for me because, like I said, I'm doing so many other things. I DJ. Right, that's another reason why I couldn't do it. Listen, I work, let's say, 47, 48 hours on average a week, right? You add that plus the Uber, like, that's another 20 hours that I'm working for Uber, right? Plus whatever DJing I'm doing, plus trying to have a social life, plus trying to have a private life, right? It is very difficult. So just keep that in mind. All right. So how much have I made? Right. Well, I'll average it out for you. Because, again, you got to do for gas. You got to, you know, account for all that. So the first week I made about $21. Can't really say gas there because, like, I did it for one day and that was it. Right. Okay. $21. The second week I got, I think, $150. But I'll take out, like, let's say $20 for gas, right? So 130 plus the 21 or the 20, so about 150, right? At that point for 2 weeks, 150 driving for Uber. Next week I did pretty good. I got like 238, I want to say. So, but again, take out for gas for that week, and I probably spent more on gas that week. So take out about $30 for gas that week, right? So keep along with me. 150 plus 200, right? 350, right? 350. And then this current week that we're in, I made about 200, right? Again, take out for gas. I would say maybe $20 for the week, right? 350 plus 200 would have been 550, but take out for gas is by, it's like 480 around there, right? Around 480. Now, again, not doing it full time. 480. And also, we have to talk about taxes. Because you are now an independent contractor and you have to pay your own taxes, they don't take it out for you. You have to keep that in mind. So I'm paying my own taxes. Right? So the rule of thumb that I was told is take out about 20% for taxes, right? Some people say 10% depending on where, what state you're in. I'm in New York, so I'm going to probably take out the highest tax that I think is necessary. If you take out for taxes, right? I'll tell you how much I paid in taxes right now, right? So I'm probably at $100 in just taxes alone. So I probably made about, let's say 380, right? 380 driving for Uber for a month, right? 380. Now again, one of the weeks was a slow week because I didn't go hard. I only did, you know, like 2 hours. And if you really add it up, I think the second week I did maybe about 20 hours or so. You know what I'm saying? I only do like 20 hours a week. So it's not going to make you rich. Like I said, it's just extra money on the side. Make sure you follow us on Works in Progress, on Twitter, Works in Prog. If you have any questions about that, just let me know. You know, I'm still learning. I'm going to do DoorDash. So hopefully I'll be able to give you an update with Chrissy and Lewis. Not a full podcast like I did here, but hopefully I'll be able to give you guys an update on that situation. And get at me on Twitter at DJ Mikey Q.
Before I forget, I forgot to tell you guys what spots didn't work for me. Now, this is specifically for NYC because I do live in Brooklyn. So you guys can like turn the podcast off at this point. I guess it's over. But you know, if you're not in New York, but the spots that did not work for me, surprisingly, there's a hot spot on the app for like Lower East Side Manhattan and like Union Square and everything like that. I went there, maybe it was just me, but I went there during the week around like 6 p.m. And that's generally, you know, a lit time for Uber Eats because a lot of people are ordering. Now, it might have been just the day or whatever, but I didn't get any trips in like 45 minutes, right? Which is uncommon for New York City, you know, for like Brooklyn and Queens. I can't really, and Long Island. Long Island is pretty good also. But pretty much all over Brooklyn. Like I said, I'll give you one. Williamsburg is usually pretty good for Brooklyn, but you don't make that much money, right? I'm not going to tell you specifically where I'd be at, right? But Brooklyn has been good to me. Queens, if you're closer to like the Fresh Meadows area, is usually good. But other parts of Queens really didn't work too well for me. When you start going closer to Long Island, I mean, Valley Stream is kind of hit or miss, you know, but there are definitely places to earn some good money with Uber Eats. And that's really all I got for you guys.
And I will see you guys next time. I don't know when that's going to be, so I'm not going to make you guys idle promises anymore. Stay tuned for the latest and greatest.